Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's hard bringing us back. There were Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Arno is our guest. Scott is a highly credentialed security expert, cybersecurity expert. He is the security advocate, VP of Soho Solutions, attorney by education and some practice, but he combines that with his cybersecurity practice and his new credential. Tell us again. I'm going to write it down this time, Scott.
It's called the CISSP, or Certified Information Systems Security Professional.
There you go. It's brand new. It's a big honking security credential, folks, and we're proud of Scott for getting it. Okay, Scott. In the previous segment, we talked about the security issues around the election. I wanted you to share some ideas with us on that. You said something to me on the break, and I wanted to make sure we got back out on the air. The president seems to accept, best I can tell, he seems to accept that the Russians tried to influence or was involved, I'll put it that way, in our election. It seems that the intelligence apparatus, are the intelligence leaders of our country, believe that that's the case, that the Russians were trying to at least muck around with our election. What does the security industry think?
Well, for the security industry, it's sort of a given. Like, there's not an argument back and forth like you see on TV shows where people are, you know, arguing different points.
That's not what they're debating, is it?
Yeah, no. If anything, they're talking about methods. And some of the shows at this point are laughing about it, that there's even an argument in the mainstream media. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're watching a regular TV show, again, right-leaning, left-leaning, doesn't matter, generally they don't have people who are real security experts on
right. Those
shows. And certainly the interviewers don't have any knowledge of this stuff. So they tend to get very quickly caught up in minutiae, which is often inaccurate, where they're
right.
just arguing.
Right.
On like a regular, say, security podcast or something at a security
Well,
convention.
What you're saying is that they don't have near the quality that we have here on this show, right? That's what you really meant to say, right, Scott?
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay.
I mean,
so go ahead.
At the end of the day, in the security industry, no one's doubting this. It's just a question of what the methods were.
What are those methods?
Well, it seems like a lot of the focus here was not so much technological, but was basically a variant of what you call social engineering, which is tricking people into doing something or taking an action that you want them to take.
Like fake news?
And the funny thing with fake news is now it's getting thrown about back and forth, like any story you don't like, oh, that's got to be fake news. I don't like it. You know? And that's a disappointing thing because that's kind of the essence of what fake news is trying to do, so people are falling into the trap. Now, I know there have been some analyses on these already, and some of the weird stuff is I know some very popular viral stories had weird origin points. They're not coming out of, say, like Kansas or Tennessee. They're coming out of Macedonia.
Right.
And,
wow.
You know, former Soviet satellite states and stuff. Well, it's also, some of it isn't necessarily, say, nation state. It could also be something where if a story gets shared a lot and there are ads on it, there winds up being ad revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read
that's
some stories
that's what the fake news does. And that's exactly right. And then what happens in the mainstream media is they don't report on fake news that they probably already had, but when a disreputable organization reports it, because all they're trying to do is be salacious and get ad revenue, mm-hmm. then a so-called reputable outlet thinks they have to report on what the other company reported on. And so
Sometimes now, in
the interest of journalism, so to speak, they're perpetuating the fake news.
There's also a variant there where even if a mainstream media outlet doesn't necessarily fall for it, a lot of the fake ones will make it a point to try and look legit. Like
right.
For example, there's a website that appeared a bunch of times for stories, which went by the URL or basically the address name, abcnews.com.co. The .co tells you it's not ABC News.
Right.
However, if to look at it, it would look like ABC News, except some of the stories were outlandish.
Just like when you get a phishing thing in the mail, in the email, that's one way to tell. You know, if it says .ru, it's probably not going to be your friend. So,
yeah,
okay, let me ask
you. That's a classic attack.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's phishing, sort of like the start of social engineering.
So, in truth, though, the Russians aren't the only people in the world who do these things, right? We do it. The Obama administration was pretty overt about it in Israel. They paid money to get people to campaign to promote the opposite side of Netanyahu's campaign.
I can't say I've come across any of that.
Well, I think they use what they call Oppo research or something like that. So which to me could become fake news. Here's my question to you: Do you believe that President Trump is going to be a president who's more adamant, more deliberate, more intentional, more a stronger president on cybersecurity?
Well, it's only a few days in, so it's hard to say for sure because at this point it's mostly he's going to do A, B, and C. I don't know that he's really gotten to cybersecurity yet. The only thing I'm aware of at this point is he named General Kelly, I guess, as head of DHS. He's generally pretty well respected. General Mathis is also pretty well respected.
Well,
Giuliani was an interesting choice for the cybersecurity czar position.
Who?
Rudy Giuliani. That was an interesting
choice. Oh, yeah. You weren't crazy about that selection?
Well, let's just say I know a lot of people who really know their stuff in security.
He's not
one of them.
We're
terribly impressed.
And he's not one of them, yeah. Maybe they need a manager who just lets them do their job. Let's people like you do their job. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Scott Arno.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.